that. He said, I have not seen that much faith anywhere, and told her to go on your way and praise God. And the Bible tells us that her daughter was healed the same hour. So what I'm trying to say, that Jesus, that Paul understood that, praise God, and he understood, and he tried to describe to the Gentiles where they were at one time. That was one time you were without God. Amen. If we look at verse 12, it gives us five definite indications, praise God, that what the Gentiles were, praise God, before they met Jesus Christ. Amen. Can I just lay them out to you? Praise God. The first thing he said, that they were without Christ, meaning that they were separated. Amen. Second, they were alienated from the commonwealth of Israel, meaning, praise God, that there was no way for them to get into the kingdom of heaven. He said that they were strangers from the covenant of promise. Not only that, he said they had no hope. In other words, there was no hope of salvation. Praise God. And he said they were without God in the world. I can tell you of a lot of places that I could think of that we could be right now. But praise God, but one of them is not in, praise God, that's not in the will or in the presence of God. Amen. Not having God in our life. Amen. I need you to turn to your neighbor and ask your neighbor a question. I don't ask them a question. I want you to make this statement to your neighbor. Praise God. Turn to your neighbor. Say, neighbor. Neighbor. Oh, neighbor. You better be glad that you are not outside of Christ. Now, just in case. You don't have to say that. I'm going to tell you what to say. Just in case. Your neighbor is not saved. You say this to him. Say, now if you are outside, praise God, of Christ, please, please, please get inside today. Amen. You see, there's some benefit, praise God, for being inside of Christ. You see, those who are outside of Christ are strangers. Amen. And there's something about somebody who is a stranger and who is a foreigner. Amen. That means that we don't have the benefits or the promises that God has made. Somebody say, what are those promises? The Bible tells us there's over 30,000 promises that's in the Bible that he has made towards his people. Can I just give you a few of them? Praise God, he promised to make us the head and not the tail. Amen, that's a promise. Amen, so if you're inside Christ, he's letting you know that he's going to make you the head and not the tail. Praise God, he promised that he would never leave us, nor would he forsake us. He promised, praise God, that we can do all things through Christ who gives us the strength. He promised, praise God, that he would supply all of our needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. I'm talking about all of the promises that he gave us. Not only that, he promised, praise God, that in his Father's house are many mansions. He said, if it were not so, I would have told you. He said, I go and prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, he promised that I will come again and I will receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. Amen. I'm talking about some promises. But if you are outside, you are alienated. Praise God, you don't have a right to those promises.
You have been blessed by the Second Union Baptist Church, 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. They will be glad to hear from you. If you'd like to contact them, you may contact them at 318-445-4875. Tune in next time for the Second Union Missionary Baptist Church radio broadcast.
KKKAYT 88.1 FM. 70,000 watts of gospel power. Power beaming on the Blue Mountains of Mississippi and the flat plains of West Texas and the beaches and bayous of Louisiana. KAYT 88.1 FM.
Welcome. This is Telling of His Goodness Ministry broadcast. I'm evangelist and author Brenda Randall. We are praying that this broadcast will uplift and inspire you as you tune into the message for today. The scripture reading is Psalms 27, 13, 14. Read, I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Well, welcome. Good morning. Thank you again for tuning in to Telling of His Goodness broadcast. I'm evangelist and author Brenda Randall, telling about more goodness of the Lord. Now, Father, I thank you. I praise you. I give you glory, Father, for what you're doing, even on this this time. Father, we thank you. We praise you for who you are, how good and how great thou art. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, Lord, we praise you. For this morning, we praise you for your people everywhere. We thank you for how you're moving by your spirit. We thank you, we praise you, oh, for who you are and how you're keeping us, how you're covering us with your blood. God, we thank you, we praise you, and we love you right now in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Well, thank you again for tuning in on a few Tuesday mornings ago. Praise God, I had to go to the hospital with one of my little greats who's under one. Praise the Lord. And I was thinking about the broadcast, and I wasn't able to. I was on my way to the hospital because the baby had been admitted in the hospital. But I thank God. I was thinking about the broadcast that I was going to miss it, praise the Lord. But while I was just led to go and just go all at once, praise God. So how many of you know the Lord is right on time? He sent me there right on time because they were trying to find a little vein for her to put the IVs back in, because when they were admitted her, they had put one in, but it had blown during that night. And they were waiting until she calmed down so they could find another good vein, so they could start the IVs going back with her meds that she needed. But as soon as I walked in, they came in to take her to another little examining room down the hall. And her mom was tired. She had been there with her all night. So she asked if I would go down there, bring her, go down there with the nurses so that they could find another vein that they could stick her. Praise God. And that's not one of my specialty. I don't like to see even ones getting shot. Praise. Have to get a shot. Hallelujah. And it began to remind me all over again of being in the hospital with my middle daughter, how we stayed in the hospital, how they had to stick her so many times. Praise the Lord. But how many know God to give you to overcome everything that you may think you fear? Praise God. God does not give us a spirit of fear. Praise the Lord. And while we were in the room, I was still thinking about the broadcast. I'm like, oh, wow, it's almost 12 o'clock. But then I began to think, well, I know someone's praying for us. I know I have some listeners out there who pray for us. Praise the Lord. I also have some prayer warriors who praise intercedes for me. I'll text them and have them to pray for whatever's going on in my life. I mean, of you know, we have to be covered by the blood of Jesus. Praise the Lord. And that's when I began to think about the lifeblood. Praise God. As they were sick and they stuck both feet and they couldn't get anything. And at that time, it was 12 o'clock. I looked at my watch. Oh, the broadcast is almost off. Praise the Lord. And then they, all at once, I just put my head next to her little head and started whispering in her ear a prayer. I begin to pray pain. I rebuke pain right now in the name of Jesus. And she began to relax. And as she relaxed, I began to rub my hand down her little hand. And as I rubbed, the nurse had a little laser light, and she just ran, and she was like, I think I see a vein popping up. By that time, the baby had calmed down enough that they could stick it. When they suck her, she didn't really even holler, praise God, and give God all the glory. And after that, it was a good vein. The blood began to flow, and I began to think about the blood of Jesus, that life blood. Hallelujah. He shed his precious blood for us. Praise the Lord. I begin to think about Isaiah 53:5. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And by his stripes, the scripture said, with his stripes, we are healed. Oh, I begin to think about that scripture. We were already healed. The baby was already healed. Praise the Lord. And also 1 Peter 2:24, who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sins, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye were healed. Hallelujah. Glory to his holy name. What such a powerful, powerful scripture. Oh, God is just so awesome all the time. And he began to bring that scripture to me, and I began to meditate on it. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. If you need a healing in your body today, write down Isaiah 53:5, 1 Peter 2:24, and just repeat those scriptures for whatever healing you may need in your body. Hallelujah. Just think about the lifeblood of Jesus. Also, Hebrews 9:22 reads, without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness. There is no remission of sin. Praise God. How many of you know Jesus had to shed his precious blood that we could be saved? Hallelujah. We thank the Lord for the blood of Christ washes away our sins. But anyway, after they finished running the IVs and everything, the nurse was like, well, praise the Lord. And I thank God and give him all the glory as we went back to the room. Everything, and the baby was so peaceful after that, and I felt better that she could get her antibodies started, that it would come back, and infections or whatever it was that's trying to attack her body. But how many of you know the blood of Jesus can attack anything that the enemy tried to bring against us? We could plead the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. He was wounded for our transgressions. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I thank him and praise him this morning, because after that, when we got back to the room, her mom had to leave, and we had such a peaceful evening. The baby slept most of the evening with the meds going, and I got some rest and slept, but I was yet being prayerful and watchful. We can't let our guard down. How many of you know we should always pray and not faint? Praise the Lord. I thank the Lord because during the night I got a chance to watch the State of the Union address with the president, and that's the first time I really got a chance to watch it. Usually my husband would be the one to tell me what's going on with politics and everything, but now I have to fend for myself. Hallelujah. I mean, you know, God is supply all I need, whatever we need, he's God, and he equips us for whatever we might need in life to give us to go through. Hallelujah. Glory to his name. Well, on that night, I thank God, but the morning, the nurse came in about 1 o'clock and said that we couldn't eat anything after 4 a.m. because they were going to do a test to see if she needed to have a little minor surgery or whatever. But how many of you know I was still believing the Lord? God is just such an awesome God. And she wasn't eating much anyway. She was just mostly having her formula in, which was about 1 that morning. So by 4 or 5, she was hungry by that time. Amen. But she couldn't have anything to eat. They brought my breakfast tray. I couldn't eat either because I had to fast and pray for her strength. Amen. And I thank God that the practitioner came in first and looked and said that the doctor would be in. I'm like, how long? She's starving. And I could really feel her hunger. And I began to think about it in Revelation, and I know I'm off the subject, how that if we don't take the mark of the beast, how that deceive the little children going through being hungry, what will we do? Praise the Lord. And that's a whole different topic. Praise the Lord, a whole different message. But I begin to think about that. Oh, how would, now she can't eat anything.